here comes Brentwood off the bench. His number of starting is number 12, Preston Moore, 5'9" senior. Also number 22, Harry Lackey, 6'6" guard, just a junior. And another senior, 6'3" forward, number 24, Cole Massey. Wow, Jack Furman, 6'3" senior. And last but not least, number 34, Ben Mills, 6'7". And I'll tell you what, the Bruins are a tall, lengthy, quick, dynamite shooting basketball team. Coached by Greg Shirley, Vince Carter Sr., Brian Hamplin, and Miles Lash.
You know, you look out across that floor there, and I see four players that got a lot of playing time last year for this Brentwood Bruins team. Cole Massey is really the newcomer to this starting five, replacing David Winley. And, you know, they're big.
Also,
they are big.
Speaking of Winley, John Winley's a good backup guard. He's just sophomore. And Jordan McPherson, a senior, we know he plays with great poise. Tip in the air, control. By the Knights. The Knights come out tonight in a smoky gray uniform, also very dark.
Yeah, but these are going to be easier to see than the others.
Well, let's hope so. All kicked around out front, the Knights in the smoky gray. The Bruins in the all-white, almost stolen by Furman. Ball kicked inside the blade door and goes to baseline. Out front, shot from three, bottom. Wow, nice shot from the corner. That's number three from the corner. That's Reese Gilbert, senior guard. Start the ball game off with a long downtown three. Here comes Preston Moore playing with great poise as he did last year.
Owens was starting out man-to-man.
Lackey drives, goes off the paint, can't get it to go. Rebound Owensville, crashing the boards of the Knights. Here they come in the paint. They're coming for Walker. No, they're coming
for Charles.
Yep.
Just not a good execution fast break there at all.
Yep. Jason Fouts out of control there, 5'10 guard.
He had three on two, and he didn't give it up. Give it up and get the ball back.
Amen. Well said. Bruins taking out underneath the basket on the right side. Bruins going from right to left on the radio dial in all white tonight. Royal blue numerals. Owensville going from left to right. Caitlin King's on the board in Studio Way at 1333 West Main. Appreciate her great professionalism assistance tonight. And over and back. Over and back. Furman, let's bounce that one off his calf. That looks like a Mitchell play if I've ever seen one before.
Has similarities.
We've all done that one, but I think I was better at the most. Here come the Knights. Cross timeline up 3-0. 6 minutes, 40 seconds. First quarter action. Good ball moving down the right wing. Kicks it inside.
Just throw the ball up.
Yeah.
Bounce past the big guy's knees.
Zach Campbell trying to make the drive. Couldn't make it happen. Ball shot from the corner.
Wow.
Trigger, 24. Cole Massey.
That was pretty.
He's got that three-pointer. Remember that from last year? And we're tied at three. Both of them long bomb.
That's a ball fake. Oh, he just offensively fouled.
Yes, sir, he did. That's his second one.
Second, quick second.
Through that elbow, Preston Moore is 5'9 and will irritate you. He is such a defensive threat. He will get in your face and cause your life. He will wreak havoc. Tied at 3, 6'11", first quarter. Garth Bowling wrong side from Gateway Tire. I appreciate Garth being here, doing a great job. I was looking inside for the Bruins, kicked out front. Harry Lackey. What a player he's become. Thurman the senior. Good ball movement. Really got stronger and quicker in his older age. Also, good movement. Bruins backed it out. Coach Shirley, Royal Blue Jackets tonight with the rest of his coaching staff.
Well,
I mean Royal Blue.
Harry Lackey's been in the weight room.
He sure has. Walking.
Two turnovers by Thurman.
Yeah, back-to-back turnovers. Yeah, Lackey.
Characteristic by him.
Lackey has put on some upper body. Last year, I'd say he's a 6'6 kid. His upper body, he's put on a good 10, 15 pounds.
I would agree. He's worked hard.
Didn't have that little skinny sophomore look.
Nice. Nice.
Campbell off the glass. Penetrate drive off the glass and score. 6'5", 3 is our score.
Sweet little kiss off the glass.
Ooh, wow.
Penetrate. Laid that up.
He's quick.
He's very quick. I remember him from last year.
He's going to cause problems. And
wow.
They call an offensive foul on Ben Mills on a moving screen. And there comes Winley coming in. John Winley looks just like his older brother David, who's at Washington University up in St. Louis. Hope he's listening on radio.net. Here comes Cam across the timeline. Thurman's picking him up. Thurman is still
holding. Oh, nice penetration.
Wow. Get inside move. Ball's tipped around. Finally, Winley thought he had it, stepped out of bounds. But Campbell, boy, the moves he made.
He just sliced and diced that right down the center lane and took it to the hole.
Hot knife with cold butter made him look. Ball's almost stolen by Winley. Inbound pass. Knights having trouble getting the ball inbound. Taking out run from the Brentwood cheering section. They're out in big number tonight. Good crowd for Tuesday night, for cold Tuesday night. Ball's lost. Mills on the steal. Here comes Thurman. Goes up. Wrong. Kissed it. Can't get it to go. Lost man after the rebound. Yes, sir. Shot. Winley. Front rim. No good.
Oh, rebound. Great rebound by Mills.
Out jump Bladorn. Bladorn called for the foul. Taking his head, going not and up, but there, sir.
I don't think I agree with that. But I'm going to say he earned that foul.
Well,
he flat hustled and got that offensive rebound.
Ben Mills, all 6'7", left-handed, back rim. No good.
Young man going to get a lot of air on that free throw.
Yeah, that one looked like a line drive. 4:30, first quarter. Mills, second one. He listened to guard. Coach Garth Bolin nailed that one. 5-4 is our score. Mills out, checked out, and we've got Lackey back in. Cole Matthews showing off shooting touch. A switch inside for him. I tell you what, Campbell is a load to call, and Preston Moore is trying to stay up with him.
Well, I call those two guards pets.
Yeah.
They do a good job of just testing you to death.
There you go, because Winley comes the timeline down. Wow, Thurman over the, wow, reverse basket. Beautiful play. All sudden, Bruins
just lead. Body to pick the ball, went up a reverse layup. That was textbook right there.
6-5 Bruins take the lead. First time at the 6:50 mark, first quarter. Well, these teams are going toe-to-toe tonight, like a couple heavyweight boxes on the 340 here. First quarter action. Good ball movement inside the Bladorn. Who spins, goes up. Lackey's got him.
Oh.
Went in, fit it out. Rebound, Cole Massey for the Bruins. Or directing traffic down the right wing. Looks it back inside. Thurman's fall away jumper. In and out. Lipped out, went down.
That's a hard shot make right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that looks like a Michael Jordan fade away from 20 years ago, and only Michael could make that shot. They're calling that Camel Ball Hog already. Remember, Chin section already dishing it out. Ball's inside the Bladorn. He's double teamed. Foul's called on Lackey. Should be on Lackey.
Good call.
Yeah, even the blonde gets lucky once in a while. Zach Campbell taking that under his basket. All 5'9" of them guarded by Preston Moore. Shot from the corner. Foul.
Oh.
Yeah.
Foul.
Yeah, Cole Massey bumped him. On free throw line, Gilbert. Check it back in.
Shirley, I can guarantee you is not proud of this effort by his Bruins thus far.
First one rattles in for Gilbert. Checking back in. 34 is Ben Mills, 6'7", senior, and looks like Mr. Joey McPherson. Joey McPherson played some excellent ball here. Had an older brother, James, who was quite the athlete years ago here at Brentwood. Joey's a very cool cucumber to deal with, and that's three right there. Three baskets, three throws back-to-back-to-back.
Reese Gilbert, 6 of the 8 points thus far for Nolansville.
2:50 mark. Well, visitors up, 8-6. Winley looking inside. Thurman thought about it, kicked it back out to Lackey. Lackey's a mismatch. He's guarded way out front by Watkins.
Ooh.
Ooh, wow. Charging on Lackey. Coach Shirley got his hands on his hip and not a happy camper. About to sub in number 20, John Franklin Burks. And right now,
we're not playing very much last year.
No. Right now, Brent would get outplayed. Oh, wow. A block from the back. The rebound, Bladorn. Lackey on the block, but Bladorn in great position. Pulled it down, put it back in. Nice up. 10-6. 2 minutes go, first quarter. Good ball movement. Working out front. Winley's down the left wing. Lackey being hounded out front by Watkins. Winley picked it up top of the key. Kicked it back out to McPherson. We're under 150, right to 145 mark. Mills kicks it back to Thurman from the corner. Front rim. Can't get it to go.
Changed his shot this year.
I was noticing a little something different.
Got a glitch. Got a glitch at the top of his release.
Is that what it is?
It is. It really is.
Then moves Gilbert, and he's blocked. Lackey blocks that one. Mills gets the rebound down. Here comes McPherson. Top of the key. Looking inside. We're right at 120. Soft floater. Wow. Beautiful move. Winley on the baseline floater. Soft teardrop.
Impressive.
Well done. Right at minute 5.
He is going to be special.
Just like his older brother playing up in St. Louis for Washington College, Washington University. Shot from the corner.
Bottom.
Wow. Watkins. Left-handed jump shot. For three. We're under 50 seconds. Visitors up 13-8. Garth, it's really a ball game. Here comes McPherson on the drive. Throws it away. Intended for Mills. Couldn't get it to him.
Brentwood coming into this ball game here a little too confident, in my opinion, based on thus far. I mean, they're just making some slouchy passes. Not expecting the quickness of
Wow. What a block on Mills block. Camel goes in the left side. He scares. Oh, man. That kid has got an explosive first step. Thurman getting a break. Needs a breather.
Well, you just said it. They hadn't stopped his penetration.
Uh-uh.
The stop has come inside the paint when he gets there. It's not the guard stopping him.
It's too late by that time. Playdorn puts it on the ground.
Got no better.
Jump ball. Brentwood gets it with 20 seconds left. Playdorn puts the ball on the ground at 6'7". That's not his strength.
He's a senior. He knows better than that. And I guarantee you, Coach Lambert doesn't have to remind him of that. He knows better than putting that ball on the floor out there at free throw line extended.
Under 12, Brentwood's got it across midcourt. 13-8 to score. Under 9, Moore's got it out front. Looking inside, 6. Goes right. Takes it all the way. Jump shot. Bottom. 13-10, Preston Moore scores at the end of the first quarter. Our score, Nolensville 13, Brentwood 10. Let's take 1 minute. This is sports on AM 950.
Hey, everybody. This is Stormy Mitchell, the sports team, and sometimes change is necessary. And recently, I made a change in all my insurance needs by switching over to Farm Bureau. My agent and good friend, Scott Murphy, handled all the details. And in the process, I was able to save even more money on my auto and home insurance. Scott Murphy's Farm Bureau agency is located at 1010 Murfreesboro Road, Suite 126 in the Maple Woods Shopping Center. His local number is 615-794-1104. He's highly decorated with Farm Bureau. He's on the Honor Council, Present Award winner, and top 10 agency in the state of Tennessee. For your insurance needs, call my good friend and great supporter of high school sports, Scott Murphy, at 615-794-1104, and be sure to tell him Stormy sent you.
Through the years, your hometown station, AM 950 WAKM, Franklin.
Is the chairman of the board tonight, Studio A. What a great job she's doing for us. We're back. Don's in the lead, 13-10, early second quarter action. We're at Brentwood tonight, first game of the year for us. We took our football pads on, looked for our short shorts, our Converse, and knee-high socks. Wow, downtown Campbell from 28 feet, ripples the net, bottom. 16-10 to our score. No, tonight, kind of announcing their presence with authority, guard.
Yes, they have come to play tonight. I will give them kudos for that.
Good ball movement out front. McPherson looking right, looking left, resetting. We're going to up and down the right side. Good pick from Winley. Out front to Moore. Got a smaller lineup in for Brentwood now. Moore's going to be charged for charging.
Yep. He did. Got away with one in the first quarter. They caught him on that one.
He sure did. He got away with, I thought, a walk before that last basket or a push-off. They got him that time. Trailing 6 of the Bruins.
I don't like this lineup that Brentwood's got out there right now. I mean, I know they don't have much choice with Lackey getting in foul trouble in that first quarter, but they can't. If Bladorn gets post position.
Well, nice shot by Campbell. Can't get it to go. Mills pulls it down. He and Bladorn going at it.
What's called?
One official's pointing to Brentwood. The other one's pointing. Why? I call a foul. Ball that on Cole Massey. I didn't see that.
I thought they both went up. I thought it should have been a jump ball.
I did too. That's what the other two officials were pointing, but that isn't what it turned out. Bladorn takes the inbound pass way out top of the key. Here comes Campbell, who no one can guard tonight. Drive inside the paint, off the glass, bottom. Reed Gilbert, our unassuming young man out there, quick as a cat.
I tell you what, Brentwood, they have underestimated the speed of Nolensville.
Winley from downtown can't get it to go. Rebound Bladorn. So far, it's all nighttime. Here comes Campbell across the timeline. Campbell is 5'9", and that's being generous, Garth. He's
rolled, Bladorn, rolled.
And tip ball across midcourt.
Green and roll. Now roll.
He's still standing out front.
You ain't going to hurt him by standing out there.
No. Campbell takes it back out the way top of the key. Inside on the baseline. Kicks it out front to Campbell again. Good screen set by Bladorn. And right now, Nolensville is content to get the good ball movement. Bladorn,
good spin move. That's a good move.
Power move. Nate Bladorn, 6'7".
That's where you're going to make your money right there, young man. Get down there in the paint. And Coach Shirley is livid.
He is down 10, 20 to 10, 5:36 to go. Garth, let's keep it here.
Well, you know, Stormy, This half right here is not playing into the favor of Brentwood. They've gotten some cheap fouls right off the bat. They've made some very unlikely turnovers. Nolensville is quicker. Their first step is much quicker. And when Bladorn decides he wants to get tough inside that basket, inside that paint, Brentwood does not have anyone they can stop him thus far this game. Just like Coach Thrash did in the first game, Coach Shirley's going to have to make an adjustment defensively. I don't think he can stay man-to-man myself.
So what do you go? Would you go to the 2-3?
I would go with a 2-3 matchup zone, take away your wing, because that's where they're going to try to make the three, and slice down and double Bladorn. I would pin him, I'd punt him, and back him, and give up some. I would give up probably Preston Moore. I'd make a guard beat me.
Okay, here come the Bruins trailing 10. Second quarter action. We're at Brentwood tonight, our inaugural basketball game. We got a short shorts on, our Converse, a knee-high sock. Mills jumper for 10. Can't get it to
totally out of sync. Brentwood is totally out of sync.
They've had some good wins to kick off this season. I think they've had one loss so far, but right now, Wes Lambert's got his nose real nice, playing at a very high pace. Campbell from three. Whoa! Wow! What a fall-away jumper from 24 foot. A
crossover step back three.
Zach Campbell off. They got him fifth listed 5'9". Yeah, okay.
I don't think
He's about my height. About 5'7" at best. Here comes Thurman, drives Moore, and he draws a foul. But my question is, what Moore doing on the baseline?
I was thinking the same thing, Stormy. No, that's Bladorn second.
Here comes Bowser's kid. Look how big his son's kid's got.
Yeah, he's gotten taller. He's in and down. You know, I guess he's probably maybe an eighth grader now. I'm not real sure. Preston Moore, you got to stay on that line, young man. When you release it, you don't make two steps backwards as you release it.
That's a faux pas in the coaching technique of Ross Bowling. He may stay on the line.
On the line that time and nothing but net.
His dad always listens in. We'll get him. We'll have our podcast. These games will be podcast later on. We'll get those information out. Y'all can download them and enjoy them again. It's a shame you can't mute me out of the situation, but you know, we can't do everything for you. 4:20 to go. 23-11 is our score. Bladorn on the baseline. Kicks it out. Shot. No good. Rebound. Fawful. Bladorn pulls it down. Moore pulls it out of the arrow. Still. Here come the Bruins.
He's smart.
And Moore showing some real explosive speed.
That's actually a good foul.
Chris
first, fifth. Sophomore.
Yep, 6 foot sophomore in the ball game.
Well, we just didn't see Nolensville enough last year to recognize these players.
That's true. That's true. We had them one at their place. Here it comes, because we do.
Beautiful campus out there, Nolensville.
Oh, gorgeous. Shot from the corner. Windley, front rim. Can't get it to fall. Mills gets it on rebound, kicks it out front. Thurman's got it down to the right wing. Dribble drive, step back, fall away. Got it. Got the touch that time. Down 10, 3:40 to go. Coach Early still not happy.
Thurman's second basket.
Drive on the way, fall away, soft floater. Nathan Fout, 5'10", junior guard, bucket.
Well, that'll hurt you right there.
Man, that left a mark.
That's
beautiful
move. Deflating right there after you score a bucket and then they come out and penetrate.
Wow, Thurman says, get some of that. 3-pointer from Allegaven Poo, he's on the line.
He was inside the line, but when he warms up, when he gets confident, he can play. He can play with anybody.
Within 10, 3 minutes to go, under three now. Camel on the drive, baseline, saw floater.
There you go, Bladorn.
Bladorn threw it at a Brentwood cheerleader. She goes, I didn't do anything. I don't mind anything about me.
You know, I'm surprised that Coach Lambert left Bladorn in. He's got two fouls. Gambling on leaving him in the game.
Those will take that from the own basket.
The kid ought to be playing tight end for somebody.
Boy, no kidding.
My
look
word.
Look at shoulders on him. Good gracious. Oop, hit a wet spot on the floor over there. Had the best of us on the drive. That was fouled.
Boy, speaking of wet spots, see where Darius Garland had a season ending for Vanderbilt knee surgery?
Yeah.
Boy, that's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Great kid.
The door fans were just getting their mouths watering. Spin move, Thurman fall away off the glass. Bladorn rips it out of the air. Bladorn is really growing into a... And didn't he have a brother play for Ravenwood?
He did. Heck of a football player for Ravenwood. Played basketball, too, but I tell you what, he was a defensive end.
And a tight end.
Good kid. Good family. Very, very supportive of Ravenwood and Nolensville.
Here we go. 10-point differential. The Knights are still up 25-15. Not how Coach Early planned it out.
No, I don't think he saw this one coming.
All tipped out of bounds, still Nolensville ball. We're under 2 minutes.
Tony, are you surprised?
Yeah, I'm shocked. But I'm not, I know Nolensville's good. They've already beat.
I didn't realize their guard play was as good as what it has been.
Wow, inside look of Bladorn on the give and go. Kissed it off the glass and just a little tough. A little too hard. Foul calling Cole Massey. That's his third, 6'3 forward senior. One of the lines, Bladorn. Yeah, they're getting some other folks in. Bladorn, that all back rim. He almost looked disinterested shooting that shot, didn't he?
Yeah, he you know, money's not made right around that free throw line extended. I talked to him last year. He was a Gateway Player of the Week for us last year. And, yeah, he's got to work on that shot, free throw line extended.
Yeah, because guys his size will take him out, play him away from the basket.
When you get to that next level, there are a lot of them that size and much bigger.
And faster. Mills on the spin move and
block
with two fouls. It's
going to be a foul on McPherson over the back.
And it almost looks, you know, the look in the Brentwood players' eyes, it's almost a total disbelief. Well, we know it's game in over. They're down 10. So, you know,
the confidence level by Brentwood, you know, this early in the season is very high. And, you know, you set yourself up for a shock. Like this right here.
Yep, about to make the first one. Eyeball in the bucket. Makes two in a row. 27-15. 1 minute, 23 seconds left. Guys, we're going to keep it here. We're not going to pester Crystal till halftime. What do you tell your Brentwood players if you're coach, sir?
Well, right now you question their heart. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I see a lack of interest in this Brentwood team right now. What I mean by that is, They have no sense of urgency out there on that floor right now.
Is it a Tuesday night, or is it a November 27th cold night, or is it they just weren't ready?
It could be both. It could be all three.
In all actuality.
I mean, you know, coming off the holidays, I mean, I think that their last game they lost, Coach Shirley told me, was a loss. But, you know, they're totally out of sync. Their lineup right now, they, you know, Lackey's had to sit most of this half, this third, second quarter, excuse me.
How many points do you have, Zilch?
Lackey only has Zilch. That hurts.
There's your sign right there.
Thurman, that hurts.
Lead goal for Bruins.
I mean, you know, you're talking about a preseason Lackey, preseason mentioned.
All district, all region, all everything. Here come the Bruins.
I mean, it's time for him. He's a junior now. It's time.
Under 110, then move to Thurman. He inside, he had the position. Can't even go. Mills on the reverse, can't buy one.
And once again, Preston Moore is in there trying to rebound. And I'm not faulting him for that. I'm just surprised he's in there and even close to getting a rebound.
Right, fighting.
He's in the trees.
He is. Mills to the line, shooting two. Left-handed.
Ball
shot. Finally got off that 15 mark. The Bruins are on the 15 mark for the last 4.5 minutes.
Well, they've only scored 5 or 6 this quarter.
64 seconds. We missed that one. Rebound saved by McPherson. Up to Thurman. Thurman off the glass scores. Beautiful pass by McPherson. Under a minute, 50 seconds. 27-18 is our score within 9. Got a single digit. Here comes Campbell across the timeline. Fouch has it down to the left wing. He's guarded hard by McPherson. Wow, nice look. Beautiful pass.
Somehow another got that to go through.
Good move that time. Under 30 seconds. 29-18 is our score. Up 11 of the night. Inside Finn to Mills. Off the glass is good. Not wanting the foul was 33-4. That's Vaughn Mowell.
Sophomore. 6'5", sophomore.
Big kid. Under 10. Here come the night. Up nine. Corner shot. Right. 5 seconds. Tip stolen by Brentwood. McPherson gets it up to Thurman. He gets it off. And he can't. Is he fouled? And he's not.
No call.
Brentwood's playful. Expected one. Didn't get it. Our halftime score. The Nolensville Knights 29. The Brentwood Bruins 20. Ross, I'll let you do some totals.
Yeah, let's do a rundown here at the half for the visiting Nolensville Knights. Up 29-20. Led at the half. Zach Campbell with 8. Reese Gilbert with 8. Jaden Watkins with 3. Nathan Fouch with 4. Nate Bladorn with 4. Vaughn Mowell. I'm sorry if I mispronounced that. 2.
That's good. No, you are.
For the Brentwood Bruins, John Winley with 2, Preston Moore with 3, Cole Massey with 3, Jack Thurman with 8, Ben Mills with 4, 29-20 at the half, Nolensville Knights.
All right, let's do this. Crystal's on the board. Let's take 2 minutes. John Boucher from Ravenwood's going to be Garth's interview at halftime for the Matthews team sports. Let's take 2 minutes. Crystal, bring us back in 2 minutes. This is Sports on AM 950.
Hello, this is Garth Bolden with Gateway Tire and Service Center. Located on Cool Springs Boulevard and McEwen Drive in Franklin, Tennessee, Gateway Tire and Service Center is your local Yokohama tire dealer, and we're proud to have served Williamson County for over 25 years. With each new Yokohama tire purchase, you'll receive free lifetime tire rotation and balance, manufacturer's warranty, and road hazard warranty. Call 615-771-7080 and receive valuable discounts when you mention that you heard about us on WAKM Radio, AM 950.
Make pain a thing of the past with help from our friends at the Bone and Joint Institute of Tennessee, Tennessee's destination for outstanding orthopedic care. From aging or overuse to a traumatic accident or sports-related injury, they'll be there for you every step of the way to help improve your range of motion, mobility, and quality of life. Put your trust in the hands of experts and visit boneandjointtn.org or call 615-791-2630 to make your appointment today.
For a great pizza experience, Nashville Pizza is the place to be. Nashville Pizza Company uses only the freshest ingredients and makes its pizza dough daily. It's never frozen and contains no sugar. Check out the delicious daily lunch specials. Menu items include appetizers, salads, sandwiches, and slices. Nashville Pizza, voted as a finalist for Nashville's best pizza. 152 Watson Glen Shopping Center on Highway 96 East and 2176 Hillsborough Road in Grassland. Open Monday through Thursday, 11 to 9. Friday and Saturday, 11 to 10. And Sunday, 12 to 8. For the best pizza, it's Nashville Pizza. We're at Tom A. Productions visiting with Daryl today. Daryl, I see these great shirts. You can put a business logo on folks, and you can make sure they feel good, too.
That's exactly right. The dry fit fabric that's been popular over the last few years is still strong in the industry. But we've also seen an uptick in the heathered colored T-shirt and corporate attire that obviously the young people really love. Call 615-309-8089 or visit TomAProductions.com and let Tom A. Productions put your logo on just about anything.
For over 60 years, the voice of Williamson County, AM 950 WAKM Franklin.
And we're back here at the Brentwood High Gymnasium for the Matthew team's halftime segment. Glad to have tonight with a former Brentwood player, former Brentwood coach, former Ravenwood coach, now retired and being a dad. John Boucher, welcome to AM 950.
Thanks for having me. I enjoy listening to you guys whenever I get a chance. I think y'all do a great job covering the high school sports in the area.
Well, we're glad to have you with us. And, you know, I know this gym, you have a lot of fond memories here at this gym. Played here at Brentwood, coached many years with the legendary Coach King. Tell our listeners, what's Coach King doing these days?
Coach King has moved back up to Pennsylvania, near Pittsburgh. That's his hometown. He is retired. He is enjoying not doing anything. He goes to a lot of basketball camps during the summer, any kind of basketball game he's at. Still loves the game and is around it all the time, but he wanted to move back home to be close to family. His brothers up there and all his extended family. So he's enjoying his retirement.
Well, tell our listeners something that they don't know about Coach King.
Oh boy. Well, one thing I've always said about Coach was, now when you play for him, you really didn't like him. And, you know, we were all scared of him. And through the years, that got a little easier for the players. But early on, like when I played for him, he was 32 years old and he was Bobby Knight down here in Tennessee. And he was so hard on you. But no, he taught us a lot of lessons about becoming an adult, about life, about hard work, dedication. And now it's so funny, after the players graduate, you know, they just dread practice, dread getting punished by him. But then after they graduate, they all come back and want to see him. We had an alumni game, I think it was 2012 or 13. We were raising money to go up to a tournament in Pittsburgh, and we had 60 alumni show up for a basketball game. And it was just amazing to have that many people still involved in the program. So all his players didn't like him when they played for him. They loved him when they graduated.
You know, he was one of those coaches that was always looking out for his players. He had your back.
He did have your back. He always had your back when you played for him. But I think more importantly, he had your back after you were done playing for him. I mean, there's been so many times through the years that players were in trouble or something was, you know, personal problems or business problems, and they could always call Coach King for advice. He was always there for them. Always had an open door. He's one of the greatest guys I've ever known.
Well, his presence here in this gym is missed. You know, just a legendary, not here only in Williamson County, but throughout the state of Tennessee. And we miss seeing him. I know he's enjoying being around his family. Let's switch hats. You've retired. You're enjoying watching Weston now, a freshman at Nolensville. Beautiful campus at Nolensville, by the way.
Unbelievable. The schools get nicer and nicer. The gyms and the football fields are just amazing. But, yeah, I decided that I didn't want to, if I was still coaching basketball, I'd be missing watching him play. I mean, for his high school career, because he's at a different school than he coached at Ravenwood. So I just thought I've been doing this for 23 years. Thought it'd be time to take a break and enjoy watching my son play.
Well, real quick, we got about a minute left. What's Brentwood got to do to get back in this ball game?
I think Brentwood's got to be a little more patient with their shot selection. They're getting good looks, but they're rushing them up there. They need to do a better job of stopping the penetration on the defensive end, and they just need to. They're not getting a whole lot of open looks from the three. Brentwood has notoriously been a great shooting team, so I'd be interested to see how they come out this second half. But it all starts with defense. They got to stop the penetration. They got to keep the Nate Bladehorn off the boards and keep him from getting the ball in the paint, because he's a tough kid to try to guard.
Do you think that they were surprised by Nolensville guards' quickness?
I absolutely think they're surprised. Brentwood, the last couple of years, they rather play a slow down pace game. That's more their style because they're so rugged and physical and been big. And Nolensville's got such quick guards that Brentwood guards are having a hard time keeping them out of the paint.
Well, yeah. they haven't stopped Zach Campbell until he is well into the paint.
Right, exactly. And then that, the help comes over top him, and then the big boy's got a free rebound and put back every time. So they definitely got to stop the push.
Well, I know you played the big man when you were here. Coach King had you playing the post player. What would you have done if you'd had Bladehorn size?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I'm not a specimen or what.
Yeah, I probably would have been playing big-time basketball at that time. He is something else. I think a lot of schools are going to really show some big interest in him.
Well, John, I'm going to call you Coach John Boucher. You have retired now. Thanks for joining us here for the Matthews Team Sports segment, a halftime segment. We appreciate you. Appreciate all you've done for Williamson County, and enjoy watching Western play.
Thank you so much.
We're going to take it back for a 30-second break.
When you need plumbing and electric supplies, you need the convenience and service you find at Discount Plumbing and Electric. Service begins with knowledgeable, friendly folks like the people at Discount Plumbing and Electric. You'll go from a novice to having the confidence of a pro when you visit Discount Plumbing and Electric. And don't forget about their lighting showroom, where you'll find a beautiful assortment of ceiling fixtures, ceiling fans, and light fixtures. Discount Plumbing and Electric, 101 Century Court in Franklin, and in North Columbia on the Nashville Highway. See Discount Plumbing and Electric.
And we are back. Third quarter action about to begin. The Bruins kind of found themselves in a rare position. They were picked number one to go in Class 11 AAA. They're trailing 29-20 to the Nolensville Knights. Goss, great interview there with retired coach John Boucher, former Brentwood great student of Dennis King.
Yeah, I love being able to talk about Coach King. It brings back so many memories,
yeah.
And this man's name's all over this gym.
Hey, nice inside move. Harry Lackey gets in the process. All of a sudden, the Bruins score. With 7:30 to go. Trailing 7 now.
Good ball movement. Good cut to the basket. Hey, they got to step it up.
Well, you know, Coach Shirley, well, you know, we always say the first 3 minutes of the third quarter are the most important. Bruins got to stop inside. Bladehorn gets the rebound, kicks it out. Campbell's been impossible to stop so far for the night. Tonight, little 5'7 guard. Got him listed at 5'9. I stood next to him. He's
not 5'9.
No, and I'm going to say neither am I. I'm nowhere near the same
height. He might be 5'6. Oh, good
drive.
Cut.
Oh, nice cut.
Oh, Bladehorn, you know better than that.
Group of people go for the basket.
Over the back.
Yeah, Bladehorn. That's his third, and it happened at the 6:58 mark, third quarter. Make a note on that. Coach Lambert kind of saw his shoulder kind of slump down, like, oh, man. He went through the entire second quarter without picking up that third foul. Here comes Moore inside move. Oh, nice move to Lackey. Rebound, Moore. Mills on the follow-up on the left-hand side.
Now they're playing Brentwood basketball.
29-24, getting the second look. Here comes the crowd back in for Brentwood across the way. They've been solid.
Oh, that was fouled by Preston Moore.
A lot of pushing and shoving. That's his second on Moore. 6:30 left, 29-24. Nolensville's in the lead to get the ball inbounds. Bladehorn drives the line, kicks it out front to Campbell from 26.
Wow.
Holy
goodness.
What? He shot that from the Brentwood.
We're getting ready to look at a 4-point play.
Wow. Made that from the Brentwood cheering section. Fall away jumper. I'm telling you, that was Reese Glover range there.
Who's fouls now?
I didn't see. 32-24 is our score.
They missed that number. He missed that number.
Yeah, the official missed the number. Yeah.
Foul was called number 34.
Yeah, Coach Shirley yelling at him, Ben, stop! Yeah.
Campbell missed a chance for a 4-point play. But that 3-pointer of Garth was breathtaking.
It was. Great pass to him. He had his feet set underneath him.
They're getting more across the timeline. Look down the left wing. The lack has been quiet. Drive.
Charge.
And he calls for charge. If he's out of control, that's got to be three or four on him. Three.
That's three on Lackey. That could be. That should have been his fourth because he was the one that fouled over there a while ago.
Yeah.
And they called it on Ben Mills, but it was Lackey that called.
Yeah.
And Ben Mills was like, I wasn't even near him.
He's like, I was in the concession stand getting some Coke, and I wasn't even up, Coach. I was getting a hot dog and Coke. Yeah, what's near him?
I tell you what, I need to find out who's guard. I need to watch this because whoever is guard Zach Campbell is flat get beat.
Well, it was more. It's more.
It's more on him, and that is shocking.
Well, he's been on him all night. Well, he's tried to be. Well, wow. who do you put on him?
I don't know.
You know,
their more is their best defender, and he's eating him up.
This kid, quick as lightning.
I mean, look at
Bladorn for free.
You ain't going to make any money on that shot, Bladorn.
Look, 6'7", I'm sorry.
You'd be better at catching a football than taking that shot.
Dirk Nowitzki shot. Dirk, you're not. Not that shot.
So I told Boucher, we're going to make a plea with Kydell. We got to have seats in the games as we play. If we call it. The older we get, the harder these bleachers get.
I got to tell you, there's not much padding on this.
We are in Franklin Friday night, correct?
Yes, we got a lot of padding over there.
Yeah, we love those.
Bill on the drive. Powered forward. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound inside. Kicked it back out. Rebound. Lackey goes up strong. Good ball movement. Wide open is Massey. Front rim. They're pressing. Brent was pressing.
They are. And Boucher called it just a second ago. I asked Boucher what Brent Woods was doing wrong. He said, they're taking too quick a shot. They're taking just four shots, not moving the ball as well as they should.
32-24 is our score. Third quarter action. Right under 5 minutes now. Boucher just ball in the corner. Wow. Short. Rebound stolen.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Good night. Get it back. Here comes Campbell. Preston Moore has got his work cut out.
His match.
Yeah.
I mean, and then some.
Yeah. Preston Moore is a great defensive player. Zach Campbell is.
Zach Campbell hadn't had a break tonight. He's been in the game the entire time, and that was a foul.
And they don't call it. Bladorn drives, assault battery, but not called. Here comes Moore across the timeline. Drive inside Mills, and he draws a foul.
It's on Bladorn.
Is it on Bladorn?
It is. It's on Bladorn.
That's four. Wow. Your coach, Lambert,
got to get him out.
He's
there he comes. I would say you got to get him out, which that hurt. I mean,
Vaughn Mowell's coming in, 6'5", sophomore, forward. They're giving up 40 pounds and 2 inches. Mills to the line, makes the first one.
We're talking about a kid that has over 1,000 points
yep.
in his career, averaging 20 points a game, and he only has 4 points thus far. And Nolensville is getting it done without him.
Nolensville's up. 32-25, 32-26. Ben Mills converts them both. Nice shot there by the Bruins. 4:20 to go, third quarter action. Bruins not in sync tonight. Don't know if it's the weather. Don't know if it's Tuesday night. Don't know if it's too much turkey walking. All trouble walking. Got away with it. Campbell's out front. Gets the ball down the right wing to Crouch. He drives, takes it up. Mills blocks it. Here comes Thurman down the wing. Good pass to Lackey. Lackey goes up left-handed. Came by. Mills on the putback.
I tell you what, that kid Mills is playing. He's playing with a vengeance here in this second half.
He's playing with heart. Coach Charlie called me back in June and said, "You got to watch Ben Mills this year. He's gonna make all look good." Here comes the Knights. Campbell way out front, guarded by Moore. Cut him off down the left wing. Back to Campbell, top of the key. Run the 3:30. Third quarter action. Down four, the Bruins trail 32-28.
Oh, he had a look. He had a shot.
Campbell thought about it. He's like a water bug. He's so quick. Bouch out front. Gives back to Campbell. Slowing it down. Right now it's Campbell. Give and go. Mowell didn't get it. Kicked it back out front. Reloading.
Mark right here. Milking the clock.
Kicked it back. Gilbert almost had
there's a penetration.
Long three-pointer. Missed that time.
Oh, no. My goodness.
I hope he's okay. Man, that kid came down hard, out of control.
Oh, his elbow.
I'm glad he got up okay. He's okay. Put up some dirt on it. That's number two, Jaden Watkins. Came down awkwardly.
I'm sorry to our listeners.
No.
We both, at the same
no,
time.
That was
had to hurt.
No, that was how we were emphasizing how bad it could have been. Four from three. Pulls the trigger and is called for three. Campbell's called for the foul. One to the line is more. For three.
He did foul it.
Ben Mills has really been the spark tonight for the Bruins.
He has. He's changed hats.
Moore.
There he walks away from the free throw line again.
When he's walking away, it will not go in. Stand at the line and nail it. He'll make a standard this time. 4 point differential. Made it. 2:42 to go. 3 point differential. The Bruins trailing three with 2:40 to go. That's why he's got three shots. My bad. Shots on the way. Made it that time. 2 for 3.
2 of the 3 shots looked really, really good.
66.7% from the line on that shot. 2-point differential under 2:30. The Knights in the lead here. Campbell drives the right. Got a good pick.
Wow.
Slices through. And Mills came over the top and said, "I get that. I'm out of here."
Hey.
What a play. What an explosive.
Mills is the player of the game. Mills right now is the player of this game.
Five blocks. Joe Williams, thanks for that. Oh, inside move.
There.
Wow.
Beautiful play of an inbound play.
Jaden Watkins on this inbound look. The Knights score and make it 34-30. 2:23 to go. Let's take 30 seconds. 30 seconds, Crystal. This is sports on AM950.
You might be typical, but you're part of something huge. An energy you can plug into. It's all around you. It's part of you.
Oh, meditation.
No, electricity.
Oh, I get mine from Middle Tennessee Electric.
Great. Then you're a member of our not-for-profit cooperative, bringing you affordable and reliable power. Oh, yeah, and you're not typical.
Oh, but we're all members, so we're all typical.
Find the benefits of membership at experiencemembership.coop. That's experiencemembership.coop. Experience membership.
Shh, I meditate.
Back. Ben Mills has got 5 blocks. He's playing hard for the Bruins tonight, but the Bruins still trailing 34-30, 2-2-2. Deuces a while. Third quarter action. Tonight, Garth has showed up to play some ball tonight.
Oh, yeah. They've been underestimated, been counted out, and they're playing. But I tell you what, I love the heart of Ben Mills the second half. I love it. I love to see his aggressiveness.
Ben move inside.
Holy cow. Harry Lackey.
Now, that's what that kid can do right there that most kids can't do.
Baseline jumper. I don't know how he made that shot. Within 2, 1:50 to go. Spin move, bounce, can't get it to go. Rebound Thurman. Here he comes down the left wing. 3-on-2. Winley's in the ball game. Drives in off the glass. Can't get it to go. Kind of rushing the shot. Here comes 2-on-3.
Give it up. Give it up.
He walks. Yep.
What in the world?
What's he thinking? Nathan Fouts out of control. He had a man wide open on the left wing.
And he had the lead scorer of the game from Nolensville in the corner.
Unguarded.
Spotted up.
Unguarded.
And he went 1-on-3.
Yeah, unguarded.
It looks like something you've done, Stormy.
I'm afraid you're right, Garth. That I cannot deny. I must tell the truth.
Oh,
Ben moves. Oh, had a great look. Couldn't get it to go.
That was a good move.
He was so open. He could
shocked him how open he was. Threw it over and he over.
I've never been that open. 34.
You've never been that tall either.
Well, on the ladder once. 34-32. We're under a minute. Lights up. The Knights are up. 2. Third quarter action. Been a nail biter tonight.
It's been an enjoyable ball game.
Great way to kick off our inaugural broadcast of the 2018-2019 season. The Knights are kind of happy to kind of run the clock down, get that last shot at 42 seconds.
Hey, Stormy, if this is any indication of what kind of season we're going to have, buckle up.
Son,
we're going to have a good one.
Son, get your heart medicine out. We're going to need it. 32 seconds. Nolensville Morgan it outside. Almost steps out of bounds that time by Lackey. Almost intercepted. Watkins down the left wing. Right in front of Coach Wes Lambert for the Knights. They're going to get Preston Moore some time. He needs a break. He's gassed. McPherson on Campbell. 125 seconds. 2-point lead. Nolensville. Campbell's taking it out, and he's double-teamed out front. Almost stolen. It is stolen. Ben Mills again, but he comes back with Campbell. Under 15. Ben Mills hustling like a wild man tonight.
Now that was just an unfortunate break. Ben Mills hustled like crazy to get that.
Under 5, and bounce on the line. Boy, just an errant dribble that time. Reese Gilbert out of control on the dribble. 3.8
so
seconds.
Get the ball, Thurman. Take it to the coach. Take it to the coach.
Man. Didn't get a good shot off.
No, he had time to go ahead and penetrate.
Couldn't do it. 34-32 is our score. Nolensville in the lead. Let's take 1 minute. This is sports on AM950.
Flag World has the largest inventory of flags, flag poles, and flag-related merchandise in Middle Tennessee. Hello, I'm Craig Eilerman, owner and operator of Flag World. We are a family-owned business and have been serving Middle Tennessee for over 15 years. We offer a full range of flags and flag-related products, including state, military, historical, outdoor decorative designs, as well as indoor and outdoor flagpoles. Our U.S. military and state flags are proudly made in the United States. While at Flag World, please check out our military pin and patch collection that we have carried for many years. We are conveniently located at 401 Cool Springs Boulevard, 1/2 mile west of Interstate 65. You can reach us at 615-778-9791 or visit our website, at flagworldamerica.com.
Crystal King acts like she does this for a living every night. She has got us in line tonight. Goss, what a great job the young lady's done for us.
Doing a fantastic job. Stormy, let's remind our listeners, we'll be on the air Friday night, starts at 6 o'clock. But let's remind our listeners, our new addition to the WAKM sports team, the Sleigh Ride, Sleigh's Boom Boom Room, starting at 5 o'clock.
Tune in.
You don't want to miss that.
Tune in. I'm telling you, you'll thank us later. From 5 to 6, Ron Sleigh, former UT great, will be on. He'll have special guests taking phone calls. We will not have a pregame. We'll go straight to Franklin at 6 o'clock. Here come the night. Laydorn on the drive, and he can't get it to fall. Laydorn's been quiet tonight.
He averages 20 points a game, and he only has four thus far.
Going to the line, he's got four fouls and 4 points. First shot, good. Soft touch, big man, 6'7". Yeah, he's got D1 written all over him. This kid's going to play next level. Franklin can't get that to go. Who on the rebound? Who else but Ben Mills?
Somebody asked me the other day where he's committed to, and I'm not sure exactly where he has committed to.
Well, we'll find out. Share that with our listeners later in the season. Here come the Bruins down the right wing. The ball kicks. Whoops, a little static there. Good shot. Ooh, Thurman goes down hard. Jackson Mills goes down hard. Foul. It's all on Zach Campbell for undercutting. That's four on both teams. Ball's out front to Ben Mills. He drives in, and he draws the foul. And the Bruins are getting aggressive. They're going to the basket. That foul was on number two, Jaden Watkins, the senior. That's five on the night. 7:13 to go. To the line is Ben Mills.
Stormy, I stand to be corrected. I asked Nate Stab, Mr. Bladehorn. He has not committed anywhere thus far.
Good. Mills, woefully short on that one.
Boy, he barely drew iron on that.
Oh, he's right. Running on empty on that one. Second on the way. Got that one. Yep, okay. 30-second timeout. Let's keep it here. Our new score, Nolensville 35, Brentwood 33, 7:13 to go. Goss, Coach Shirley, what do you tell your Bruins?
You know, honestly, just like we discussed in the earlier game, in the girls' game, they're going to have to start putting pressure, full court pressure on them. They don't have to worry right now, but create some kind of defensive scheme right now to change it up. I mean, it's been too easy thus far for Nolensville. If Bladehorn gets really into this fourth quarter, and I know he can't play his style of basketball because he's got four fouls.
Right.
You know, he's such physical presence inside, but, you know, start putting more pressure on the guard and change the defense up some.
How do you do that when the guards are quicker for Nolan's there?
Well, that's a great question. Certainly I wouldn't let Campbell at this point. I wouldn't let Campbell or Bladehorn beat me. That's for dadgum sure.
Well, the Nolan's up too. Campbell has the ball. Speaking of Campbell, ball's driven inside. Rebound. Shot. No good. Here comes Thurman out of the pack. Got a man down the right wing. It's Moore. Looking inside, Finn moved to Mills. Off the glass, he scores with five.
He can't defend right now.
Yeah.
Bladehorn's got four fouls. I see Ben Mills over and over and over because they can't defend him. Bladehorn is almost useless on the defensive end.
Right. We're tied at the 6:40 mark. Low scoring game, only 35 for each team. Zach Campbell out front. Moore's on him. Wow, good spin move. Fouts goes down the line, kicks it back out front, shot from the corner.
Nope.
Long. McPherson on the rebound. Here come the Bruins for a chance to take the lead since I don't remember when. Here comes Moore, step back, top of the key. Coach Shirley shouting out of play. Ben Mills sitting up on the post. Got Bladehorn all over him. Bladehorn can't guard him too closely. Here comes Moore down the right wing, step back. Floater, bottom, barely rippled the net. The senior announcing his presence with authority. 37-35, first lead of the night for the Bruins.
All night.
Wow.
All night.
Ball's driven inside for Nolensville. Rebound McPherson. All of a sudden, three quick shots back to back to back.
Foul.
And the foul's going to be called on number 10, Nathan Fouch. And he's a little out of sync. All of a sudden, he's a junior. He's played out a little out of control. Subbing in for him is number 21, is Chris Rooney, sophomore.
Well, about the last 6 minutes, Stormy, Nolan's boys played completely out of sync. It's not just one player. It's the entire team.
Well, and how much of it is to do with Blade on the four fouls?
I would say that's a big factor.
They're thinking somebody's got to pick up.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to take up flat. And you don't take up a flat for that. Here comes Moore down the right wing. Campbell's all over him. Press Moore, spin move. And that one didn't draw anything.
He looked at the well one too many times.
and the Noah Phil Faithful reminded him it was an air ball. We're under five, 37-35. Blaine Dorn-Finn can't get it to go. The rim looked like it had cellophane on the top. Here comes Thurman on the rebound. Shot, top of the key, no good. Mills on the rebound, and it's off Blaine Dorn. Subbing in right now is Cole Massey, 6'3 forward. McPherson's out. They're putting more size in. All of a sudden, his size advantage goes back to the Bruins.
Sure does.
Under their own basket, Mills kicks it to Thurman out front to Moore.
There's a double screen for Massey.
Yep, and down the right wing.
Good defensive efforts come through that screen.
Under 4:30, Bruins up two. Thurman drives to the left side, kicks it out, top from the corner, short. Wasn't even close. Well, even close. Lackey was way off tonight.
That's not his ammo.
His sister, AC, would take him on a shooting contest. Wear him out on that particular spot. I just got her in trouble, got me in trouble. Under right at 4 minutes, 37-35. Late on, long shot. Uncharacteristic. 12-footer, top of the key, rimmed out. Four on the rebound. Here come the Bruins under four. Ben Mills, jump shot, and Kirk Shirley's about to blow a gasket. He's going to blow a coronary. He's so mad. That was not the play that he wanted them to run. That reminded me of the Dennis King invitation.
It was certainly an effort.
That was good, wasn't it? You like that. Here comes Millsville looking for a gap in the Brentwood defense. Ball driven inside, goes up, off the glass. Are you kidding me?
Gilbert's been quiet this half.
Gilbert wasn't quiet on that shot. Went up, kissed it softly. We're tied at 37.
Got us a nice ball game right here, folks.
3:15 mark. Clock continues to tick. Fourth quarter action. Thurman drops, high off the glass, laws a foul, and the young man is pleading his case that it's not a course of law. He needs Robert Hassel, the litigator, but he's not in the house. Hassel would get him off, wouldn't he?
He would.
Technicality.
He would. He'd say the ref blinked and missed the call.
That's right. I saw you blink. You got on replay. Going to the line, Thurman. We're tied at 37, 3:10 mark. Three throws of key. First one, bottom. How many points, Mr. Thurman, has?
He has 14.
Quiet 14 tonight.
Very quiet. No, I'm sorry. I said 14. I'm sorry, 9. I apologize.
There you go,
Clark. Line below it.
Clark, second one on the way. Missed it.
Backed off the line.
Yep.
Man, why do players do that?
Y'all, if you should start a clinic.
Well, Lord knows I paid enough shooting coaches to my two boys.
38-37, the Bruins up. We're under 3 minutes. Ellensville has been a thorn in the flesh for the Bruins tonight. Ball's tipped up in there, stolen by Moore. Lackey on the steal. Here comes
late
Thurman.
Pass.
Here comes Thurman. Moore's going to run some clock, I guarantee it. Coach Shirley's going to make them run some clock till they get a backdoor screen. Thurman at top of the key drives in, kicks it back to Winley. Down the right wing, out front again to Ben Mills. Reset under 2:25. Slowly backs it out. 1 point differential, 38-37. This ball game's going to be a manicurist delight by the end.
It's going to come down to the wire, that's for sure.
A true nail biter. Thurman sent back at the foul line. Bottom, he canned it. The senior announcing his presence with authority. We got a timeout on the floor. Our score, Brentwood 40, Nolensville 37. Let's take 30 seconds. This is Sports on AM 950.
Just as WAKM is our hometown radio station, Franklin Synergy Bank is your hometown bank. I'm community banker Will Powell. Just like you, I live in this community, and we are neighbor helping neighbor. Franklin Synergy Bank is locally owned and locally managed with a desire to see our community, as well as those around us, succeed and prosper. At Franklin Synergy, we would welcome the opportunity to earn your banking business. If you're looking for a financial institution to call your hometown bank, give us a call or stop by one of our 11 locations in Williamson or Rutherford County and talk with us. We are strong. We are local. We are Franklin Synergy Bank.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
I'm Richard Harrington, president of Franklin Synergy Bank, and from our banking team, I want to thank all of our customers for their patronage and their support of our bank.
Water tastes good in the fourth quarter there, Gar.
It does, and I guarantee these players wish they could have a sit-down and drink of it because it's getting hot in here this last 2 minutes of the game.
Usually it's kind of cool in this gym, but it's kind of warm here tonight. I guess since you're scrubbed up with the cold outside.
Well, it is 20 degrees outside.
40-37 is our score. Brentwood barely ahead, only for the second time all night. We're under 150. Bounce on the smooth. Baseline move. Shot out front. Gilbert can't get it to go. Rebound. Lackey pulls it down on the baseline. Gets it to Moore across the top. sideline down the left wing. He's going to take it all the way, kick it back out to Winley. Knowing Coach Shirley, they're going to work the clock. They're going to work the clock, and they do kick it out front. We're under 130. Lackey's down the left wing, back to Thurman. Campbell all over Moore. We're under 120. Three-point differential. Nolensville needs a foul, but they do it. It's a 1-1, but they don't. They get it out to Coach Charlie takes his jacket off.
Oh, he throws his jacket off.
He threw it in the sand. The Nolensville crew threw it back. We're under 55 seconds. Pass out front, guarded by Thurman. Drives the left wing, goes on the basket. Ball's hit. Campbell gets it out front to Gilbert for three.
Nope.
Short. Rebound. Ball four. Loose on the floor. Thrown back. Raydorn trades it. Three-pointer again.
That was him.
Bottom. Reese Gilbert ties the ball game with 34 seconds left. Tied 40-40. Coach Shirley threw his Royal Blue floor coat clear up in the Ravenwood section, Nolensville section. But Brentwood has the ball. We're tied at 40 with 34 seconds. Garth, what happened on the play with this? Was it tip?
Winley just made a bad decision. Tried to get it inside. Knowlesville, one of the things Knowlesville has had tonight is good defensive position all night long. And Winley tried to force a pass inside. And, boy, you're right. That was another funny moment by Coach Shirley. He couldn't get that jacket and throw it off fast enough. But you know what? Credit Jaden Watkins over in the corner, hustling out of bounds, throws the ball back in. Bladon has enough, mind to throw the ball back out for an open three. Huge momentum change. Huge.
Okay, we've got 34 seconds left. We got a final score. Franklin 69-53 over Hillsboro. We will be at Franklin Friday night. We'll have these Bruins play. Full court pressure being employed by the Knights. We're under 30 seconds. Here comes Thurman across the timeline. Green Gilbert picks him up. The Nolensville faithful right behind
him. I think that's going to be who takes this last shot. I think Thurman will be the last shot taken.
Under 15. He's guarded by Gilbert. We're under 12. Thurman's way out front. Almost got a five-second call. He's working the way to paint. Back in the middle. The ball's loose on the floor. And it's Owen.
He fouled him.
Oh, my word. Mills had the ball inside, and he called for the foul.
He called a foul.
But it's not a shooting foul. It's only four fouls. It's okay, 3.5 seconds left. Do we dare say overtime? Gotcha. Another timeout on the floor.
I think it definitely leaning that way. It's 3.5 seconds.
Do you think these hard plastic bleachers?
I'm telling Kydell, we are boycotting coming back here because this just hurts.
Don't tell him that. We'll find some more.
We're gonna have to. He needs to step up, find us these. We're good to come here as much as we do.
The problem is we need some pads. We'll be fine. Crystal King's on the board tonight doing a wonderful job. She's back in the rhythm with Garth and the Storm tonight, and we sure appreciate her being there. We had the Storm and the Stone during football. I guess it's going to be the Storm and the Boulder now.
I guess so.
There you go.
I guess so.
And right now, the Nolensville faithful are right behind the Brentwood bench, and the only way they're going to soften up these bleachers is by bouncing almost. They come bouncing. no padding back there like it used to be, Garth. Okay, Nolensville, here's the scenario. 3.5 seconds. We're tied at 40. Nolensville's going to take it out under the Brentwood basket. Brentwood has 2 fouls, 1 foul to give. Do you foul, Garth, or you do it play out?
You could foul.
Okay,
yes,
Campbell's
right
got it.
Oh, but he doesn't.
Across the
foul.
Timeline. One shot on the way, and he doesn't even draw iron. We're going overtime.
I believe I'd have fouled on that right there, forced him out on the inbounds again. Oh, well, we're going to overtime.
As we said, Franklin won tonight, 69-53 over Hillsboro. We will be at Franklin Friday night. Appreciate Athletic Director Jay Johnson setting up for us. We'll be at that very plush, very comfy.
Let's talk about that real quick. So the Franklin Lady Rebels are playing some fantastic basketball thus far this year with the loss of Holly King and Abby Ungle, or
Holly Harris.
Holly, who did I say?
Holly King.
All right.
Holly Harris. Right.
And then
Abby
Unger.
Right.
Playing some good basketball. Then, the surprise of the season, Ashari Hainsworth transfers from Centennial.
You had to bring it up.
I had to bring it up.
I thought we had gone all night.
I had to bring it up.
And you called me the pot stir.
Well, you know what? Coach Early hated to see it happen. because he dreaded playing Franklin, but now he's
really dreading.
Well, because, I mean, Ashari Haynesworth, buddy, he gets after it on the rebounding efforts. I mean, you can't take that away from him.
We'll find out Friday night. We've got the Bruins.
It'd be a fantastic ball
game. The Rebels at Franklin. And speaking of transfer from Centennial, on the 14th, he will be at Franklin. And guess who's coming to town?
Sorry, going back into Centennial.
Centennial's coming to play Franklin at Franklin. That should be interesting. The tip is controlled by the Knight. We're tied at 40. Baseline drive, kick it out, shot from the corner. Front rim, no good. Rebound, Thurman.
A tough shot to make this late in the game. Your legs not as strong underneath you.
Watkins has made this shot a couple times tonight, but didn't make it that time. Campbell's all over Moore. Pushing Lackey way down the baseline. He's soft shot. Wow, where's he been? Harry Lackey, 10-footer, nothing but net.
He's got a big size advantage over Jaden Watkins.
Okay, 3 minutes to go. He's kind of got to charge his phone right in the middle of the broadcast. Under 3 minutes, 42-40 is our score. Foul, drive, he's fouled.
That foul, Ben Mills, that's his deal.
Put your phone down and move back. We're on the air. You're going to put your phone down and move back.
So we've got Nathan Faust, the line, getting two.
2:56 left in overtime.
And Mills is fouled out.
And going to the line, he misses the first one.
Now we've got static.
Yeah, it's because you got the extra phone in there, but that's okay. Second one on the way.
Good.
He made that one. Fouts made that one. I just plugged in my cord on there. Let him use mine.
Fouts now with five.
Under 2:50, 42-41. Home team Bruins in the lead. Step back. This Lackey spin move.
Walk.
They don't call it. Kicks it out front to Thurman. He drives. Fall away jumper. Way short. Winley saves it. Get the ball back outside. The ball tipped. Good hustle that time by Nolansville.
Good hustle by Winley there, too. That might get him in back in good graces with Coach Shirley. Coach Shirley might put his coat back on.
I don't know. He's got to get it back from the Nolansville place. And they're going to give it back. 42-41, 2:20 left. Brent was up limb, 1 point, overtime. It was Lackey on the drive. Bladorn cuts him off.
Oh.
Rebound, pull down by number two, Jaden Watkins. Here come the Knights, trailing by one. Ball movement out front, looking for the inside, trying to get the ball to Bladorn. He's guarded by Lackey. Lackey just took an elbow to the face. Falls into Bladorn.
Can't move.
Goes up, off, in and out. Went down and got spit out. Rebound, Bruins, here they come back. 1:40 to go. Moore across the timeline, guarded by Campbell. Sending down the right wing. Campbell goes for the steal. Moore for the soft loader. Can't get it. Thurman goes up.
Geez. Oh, man.
Almost Moore. Thurman goes up. I thought he was fouled, but the ball goes out of bounds. Good steal.
Good defense.
Yes, sir.
They brought that ball down. The guards went right after that ball.
Quick defense. Quick response by Nolansville. Real will take it in under their own basket. Finally gets it into Winley out front. We got 90 seconds left. Up one. Only where did Coach Lambert coach? I'm not sure. Soft loader. Lackey. Yes, he gets another rebound. He has two Knights surrounding him. He goes in, off the rebound, grabs it, banks it back in, going for the three-point play. Up three with a 1:16 to go. Maybe it's like shit.
That's a want-to right there. He wanted that more than Nolansville.
Timeout, Brentwood. Let's take 30 seconds, Crystal. We need a break. 30 seconds. This is sports on AM 950.
Hey there, this is Stormy Mitchell for Domino's, and business is booming. Booming so much that Domino's needs your help. Come by 400 Downs Boulevard to pick up an application or go to jobs.dominoes.com. Drivers are making up to $17 an hour, including tips and mileage. They need customer service reps, drivers, and management positions are available. Go to jobs.dominoes.com.
Yeah, we're back. No, I was saying so funny, Crystal. Crystal King done a wonderful job. Great to have her on the board tonight. 1:16 left. Brentwood with a slam 44-41 lead over the Nolansville Knights. Harry Lackey going to the line to try to convert a 3-point play. And I'm telling you, that was, as Garth said it best, that was a want to right there.
Well, you know, Lackey's got the size. He's got all the tools to play at the next level. Sometimes the want to doesn't show up, but that right there, it showed up.
And he missed the free throw.
He got a brick.
He's missed three free throws in a row. under a minute 10 to go. And I'm sorry we got a little static. We've got extra phones in our vicinity. Clay Dorn on the drive, and he's fouled. Fourth on Lack. He's fouled. He's going to the line on the baseline drive with a minute four to go. 64 seconds, trailing three. That's four on Lackey. Clay Dorn, first one, made that one. 64 seconds there within two.
Clay Dorn well below his average in six.
Second one on the way, made it. McPherson checking in for the Bruins. Cole Massey coming out, puts the ball handling in fields for the Bruins. And oh, no, no.
1 minute remaining.
Here come the Bruins across the timeline. Blade Orange way away from the basket. Ooh. Someone's charging the phone close by. That's why we're getting static. We apologize. If Pearson's got it out front, he's guarded by Fouts. We're under 40 seconds. Campbell on Moore. Way away from the basket. Drives to his right. Under 30. Back to Moore. Slim 1-point lead. The Bruins got up one. Someone's going to have to foul in a minute if you're Dolansville. Thurman's got it. We're at 20. Goes to the left.
Blade Orange
way away from the basket. We're under 15. Thurman's got it. Trapped in the corner. They get the ball. Wow, they have it.
McPherson,
that's foul.
That's not, yeah. Got a foul a lot earlier than that. That's five on Blade Orange.
Yep, that's five on him. Well, they had McPherson wide open in the corner on the baseline drive, and they couldn't get it to him. Well, we just have to deal with it, boy.
I understand.
What we can do about it. Going to the line is Lackey shooting a 1-1 with 9 seconds left. You got to make both of these. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, with 9.5 seconds left, you can take these guards, get the ball, and get penetration all the way to the rim.
Okay, first one's on the way. Missed it. Fouts gets the rebound. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3.
Oh,
timeout.
Waited too long to call a timeout.
2.4 seconds left. Dolansville's got one last shot. They're taking a full. Let's keep it here, Garth.
Well, Coach Lambert let that get away from him right there. He was wanting the ball over in bounds in front of him, and the player didn't respond quick enough by coming over there. He should have called timeout as soon as the ball crossed midcourt.
Yeah, it would have saved him 3 seconds.
It would have saved him 3 seconds. And I know he wished he could have those 3 seconds back, because with 2 seconds left, that's a hard inbound score off of, because, they really had time to get the ball inside. Now they don't have that anymore.
Well, they're going in one. Well, you don't go inside. Blade Orange not there. I tell you, you either go to Zach Campbell or you go Gilbert or Watkins. All of them are sharpshooters from downtown. One of them's going to get free. One of them's going to get free with 2.4 seconds left.
Question is, who are you going to set the screen for? Because somebody's got to come off the screen.
That's right. 2.4 seconds, he tried to say. That's an inaugural basketball game.
Lackey's like a tree on the inbound. He's huge.
Yep, Dolansville gets it in. The ball's loose. 2 seconds, shots on the way. It's way short. It was just a busted play from the beginning. Lackey was in front of the inbound player, and Lackey was the differential right there. What a defensive play by Lackey. The Knights have no reason to hold their heads low, because they came in and played a heck of a ball game.
Fantastic ball game. Fantastic effort by Nolensville, to come out of a totally different district and do that. But anyway, Nolensville fell short. 44-43 in overtime. Dolansville led tonight by Reese Gilbert with 13, Zach Campbell with 11, Jaden Watkins with 5, Nathan Fouch 5, Nate Bladorn with 7, and Vaughn Mao with 2. For the Brentwood Bruins, led tonight, Ben Mills with 13, Jack Thurman with 11, Cole Massey with 3, Harry Lackey with 8, Preston Moore with 7, John Winley with 2. 44-43, Brentwood Bruins.
And what was the girls' score? Was it 53-45? Was my memory serves me?
Let me pull my sheet out here real quick, and I'll tell you it was 51-45.
I was close.
51-45.
Okay. Well,
two very good ball games.
Excellent ball games. What a kick off the season, and I want to say, Crystal, young lady, is a joy having having you back in the booth. What a great job. You are the executive producer extraordinaire. We will see you Friday night. And I don't know if you had time to look up my favorite song or not. Is it in there? You know, you got it. That girl's good. I told you, Garth.
She's going to be good.
I'm telling you, she already is good.
We're going to have fun.
For Crystal King, for Garth Boland, this is Stormy Mitchell. And I tell you what, if you're a Nolensville Knight fan, no doubt about it, on both games, it's been a hard day's night. Good night, everybody. Good night. God bless. See you Friday night, 6 p.m. at Franklin.